Independent, trustworthy and dazzling. Time now for Tommy's Tribune.
Not only that, you can win a Signet Boost power bank valued at $59.95 to keep everything charged 24/7. The best headlines of the day. So, Tommy, you've put it out there today that you're looking for Webby's segment name because we're switching from a Wednesday with Webby to a Monday in a couple of weeks, and anything else around the grand final scenario that's going to play out this afternoon.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Matty, so I was just thinking as well.
Jury.
I was just thinking as well for Webby. When he gets back, I'm going to compile a list of all the NRL controversies or big stories that have happened since he went to cover the Birmingham Commonwealth Games. Just because I remember he told me, look, I'm going to be covering the Commonwealth Games, so I won't be that across the NRL, but I'll try my best. And I said, mate, don't worry. I'll compile a list. I think that list is going to go across two pages now, given what has gone on the last few weeks.
Exactly. Well, he's taking it easy now, but he'll come back full of vigour, no doubt about it. All right, how do you want to do these headlines? Do you want to fire a couple at us and
I'll quickly go through mine. I've got five headlines. So one for the grand final, the Webby, and then three for the NRL this weekend. So I'll quickly go through mine, and then we can go to the listeners. My first one, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when this kind of story first broke with Julian King, Suncorp saviour. I wouldn't be surprised if we played the grand final at Suncorp Stadium again.
All right, Suncorp saviour. Rolls off the tongue nice. Not sure how many fans want to see that south of the border, but certainly our listeners on SENQ and 1620 AM on the Gold Coast would like that tick.
My next one. Now, I think someone said this before about the Webby segment, so I'm just still a bit green. I'm still trying to come up with one, but I just came up with Webby's roundup. Roundup after the weekend. I know it's a bit... I don't like it myself. It's a work in progress. Okay, I apologise.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Do you want the early? You want me to go?
Yeah. Okay. Now, my three for the NRL this weekend, round 23, Lightning Latrell, Thursday night. I think there was two plays last weekend, Matty, against the Eels where they went inside to Latrell and he just made a line break straight through the middle. I think he's going to do that again and score a try. Siebes was bullish on him. I'm bullish on Latrell tomorrow night against the Panthers. Lightning Latrell.
If he plays, I think that's going to tick in at no problems.
My second one, Saturday afternoon, you're going to be calling this match at CommBank Stadium. Moses the Magnificent. Back from his broken finger, he's going to lead the Eels to the promised land. A big, big win, I think, against the Bulldogs.
Yep.
And now, you might not like this. This might be a bit touch and go. Yeah. So the quote is, in the toilet, Knights spoil Raiders finals hopes. What do you think?
As in seasons in the toilet.
As in seasons in the toilet, Knights spoil Raiders finals hopes.
Yeah, so you know those ones there where you know you didn't hit the mark, but I see how much effort and work and pride that you've got around it.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I think the Knights, even after a week of a lot of bad things happening, I think they're going to turn up and spoil the party for the Raiders, and the Raiders' finals hopes are going to end.
Yep. Okay. Mickey from Mascot, your old mate, has jumped on the line. Said, "What's happened to Webby the Big Bear? Can you provide an update?" So you've just joined us, Mickey. So. Webby's still on a bit of time off after the Birmingham Commonwealth Games, and when he does arrive back in a couple of weeks, he'll be joining me on a Monday morning. Just works better, and obviously so much going on around the weekend's footy. So Monday mornings with Webby, we're trying to look for something else that'll have a bit of a better buzz around it, so to speak. All right, let's go through these headlines, and you can try and pick who wins the Signet Boost Power Bank. I've already seen one that I... like. Okay. Matt, what about Webby loves you all, says Buzz from Randwick.
Webby loves you all. Don't like it. Sorry, Buzz.
Oh, we started on that way, have we? Stu says, Monday, I have Webby on my mind with the old Easy Beats background track.
Yeah, I like that one.
Monday, I have Webby on my mind. That's not bad. We like that. Okay, Stu, you're in the running there. Weekend wrap up with Webby, says Scott. Wrap up with Webby.
Yeah, that's okay. I like it.
That's all right. Pedro, you missed the mark here. So he's going from Wednesday to Monday. So Webby's wonderful Wednesday warble doesn't work at all. We don't even need to get a judgment on that one. Andrew's augmented analysis.
Ooh, Andrew. Mano
Nui.
I might just call him Andrew to see how he reacts when he comes back to the studios. Hello, Andrew.
Well, I call him Andrew. He calls me Matthew.
Fair.
I feel like I'm either in front of the magistrate or I'm trying to beg for money off somebody. Andrew's augmented analysis.
Yeah, I don't mind
I'm up for I'm up for that. It takes it away from the W's. This one on the grand final from Beaver at Oakhampton. Volandis walks and Peritoul talks.
Sure. Yeah, let's give it a tick.
Walking the walk, talking the talk. Maddie, my headline from Junior Smithy is Holler a Marshall.
Holler a Marshall.
Are we looking for Benji in a couple of years there at the West Tigers?
I don't get that one. I don't get that one.
Okay.
Junior Smithy, let us know.
We'll park that on the bench, Junior Smithy. Webby's weekend wrap is,
Or I like or caught in the web. I like that.
Okay. Caught in the web. Are you writing these down?
Yes.
Well, that was from both the Pearl and Filthy. So he's got caught in the web as well. So a couple of shout-outs there for caught in the web. Webby's What's Up is another one.
No, sorry.
No, that one doesn't get a weekend wrap with Wally and Webb. There's the Mad Courier.
No, sorry.
Maddie and Webby's new segment, I'll get to that in just a sec. Here's three in a row. Reigning cats and dogs. The Panthers players pilfered by puppies.
Like it.
Yep. Whoa, man. These girls are good. NRLW puts on a show.
I like it.
Bad luck, Brisbane. Sydney secures grand final showpiece.
Yeah, I like it too.
Oh, look at this one. A pal of shame for New South Wales as Anastasia steals the grand final.
I like that one. That's good.
That's really good.
That's very good.
That's very, very good. No name on that one, but we've got your number. Monday makeover with Webby's Makeshift Mondays. Mark's Milestone, says Steve from under the palm tree. So a couple in there. There's the alliteration headline, and the name for the segment is Makeshift Mondays.
I don't really like it. Sorry. Sorry.
Webitis is another one. Catch yourself some webitis on a Monday.
Sorry.
That doesn't pass it. Maddie and Webby's new segment. It's just gone off the board.
Oh,
so
who
did that one? Did you just delete that as I got to it?
No, that may have been me. I apologize for that. But I know what it said. It was called World Wide Web.
The World Wide Web. We okay with that?
I think that's leading the charge so far.
Nah, we can't. No, because you've got to give Webby his own space.
Okay, fine.
Have we got to an answer?
I think it's send in your name if you can, please, if you're still listening. But it's the number that ends with 7869. A pal of shame for New South Wales as Anastasia steals the grand final.
And we still didn't get to a segment name for Webby. But what about Webby's What The?
Webby's What The? Yeah.
Webby's What The wasn't
bad. And we can do a little segment inside saying, all right, what's Webby? What's got Webby going? What the? Fill in the blank.
What the Webby?
What the Webby?
There you go.
Maybe just Webby's What The.
Yeah, we probably need to spitball this over.
How about I'll compile a couple of the best Webby ones and I'll send them to him and he can stew over it while he's sitting on the beach sipping a cocktail.
I'm sure that's his top priority at the moment while he's in Barcelona. What's the segment name going to be when I get back? And how on earth did you, Palookas, just spend 3 or 4 minutes talking about it on the radio? Good on you. Thank you for everybody who was involved in that one. So Tommy will be in touch with the Signet Boost Power Bank, $59.95 to our winner. It'll keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7. It is 7 minutes to midday.